shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike welcoming you to our Independence Day weekend Kingdom Concepts program, which is heard live the first Sunday of each month. We're being heard tonight on WWCR shortwave 4.840 megahertz, WBCQ shortwave 7.415 megahertz. There are internet feeds from both of those stations, but you can get the clearest internet feed directly from our Nashville studio by going to our website, kingidentity.com, KingIdentity.com. Go to our radio page, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see some links for the monthly Kingdom Concepts broadcast, Winamp, Windows Media, Real Player, etc. So I'd invite you to tune into one of those, and we always appreciate your reception reports. We have a special question tonight that came up recently, and that's, what would we do if you had the power to change America, to change the world? What would we do if we had the power? This is a very important question. It actually goes along with the original intent of Kingdom Concepts. Our weeks in between each Kingdom Concepts broadcast that have pre-recorded messages are by some of the masters, such as Dr. Swift, Pastor Comprey, and others, and are very good, but the Kingdom Concepts broadcast was intended to supplement this by giving our people direction in how they will rule, and we will rule, that's promised to us, when the kingdom is delivered up to the saints. And it's especially applicable on this Independence Day weekend. The Declaration of Independence, the preamble, starts out where we're told that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Unalienable rights are God-given rights. And a lot of times the question is, do your part, follow the laws, and etc. Well, the question is, whose laws? Is it man-made laws or Yahweh's laws? What are we down here for? It's to enforce the laws of Yahweh, which is what we'll be discussing tonight. My co-host is a man who's been on the broadcast before, a pastor for many years who I've known, and that's Pastor Buddy Tucker from Tennessee. Welcome, Buddy.
Thank you, Mike. And praise Yahweh's name, our Father, that we're able to do this. It's wonderful that He sent you the resources and the knowledge that this message can go out over the air.
Well, it's an important message that we have. We're told that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the last days, and most churches are teaching what they call the gospel of salvation. But kingdom is government, synonymous with government. The kingdom of Yahweh, the king being Yahweh Yahshua himself, the people of the kingdom being the Israelites, and the laws of the kingdom being his laws. So it's only a few people who will preach the kingdom into all the world, who are witnessed unto all nations, as Matthew 24:14 says, and then the end shall come. So that's what we're hoping for. Why don't we start tonight? Buddy, years ago, you were the director of a group called, what was it?
News,
National Emancipation of the White Seed. It slipped my mind there. And in a way, that, for our listeners' sake, that was a predecessor to Aryan Nations. Buddy was the director of News, and Pastor Butler was one of the members. And when News no longer existed, Pastor Butler changed the uniform, but essentially kept the same concept and started Aryan Nations. So You had a platform and what were called the Ten Commandments. Would you like to summarize those as kind of a kicking off point tonight?
Okay. You said when news no longer was, basically it was when I went to jail.
Well, I was trying to be polite.
That's what everybody, you know, that's what everybody decided they would try to take over and do something else. But the in this 1976 issue of the Battle Axe News, which was our newspaper at that time, we did publish our platform. And that platform was enumerated with the first number in our platform being Yahweh is our judge, lawgiver, king, and deliverer. So everything from that point on was built upon that one precept that is a quotation found in Isaiah 33:22. Then we had a racial policy. And that policy was that each race would fulfill its unique divine purpose in the order of God, and that's set forth in Isaiah 5-6. Then we had a legislative policy, a taxation policy, crime and punishment policy. All these policies that were enumerated 1-15 came directly from the law of God and what he demanded and expected of our people. Then, based upon that platform, we had 10 commandments. Kind of reminds you of the 10 commandments. But the 10 commandments started out with only whites can be citizen of the nation, and that only citizens could vote or conduct business or hold any office in government, industry, or society. And the citizens would be free of all taxation. They would receive loans without any interest charges. They would have equal rights and duties, responsibilities, and be free men to perform mental and physical work as they chose. And our second commandment was all non-citizens can be only in America, can live only here under the custodianship of a citizen. And the third point was that all Jews are to be expelled from the nation, all their wealth confiscated, and that it be a capital offense to be a live Jew in America. And we went through the other 7 commandments. Now, this was published in celebration, our 200th centennial, of the day that we're celebrating this weekend, which is, quote, Independence Day. But I'm looking forward to the day of liberty, when the Word of God is the law of God in the land.
You know that if you do a search online under theocracy, which is what we're calling for, you'll find oppression, a dictatorship, and various types of things like that. But it would actually give the people more liberty than what we have now with all of man's statutes and complicated so-called laws. Whereas Yahweh will be our dictator, our king, and that's exactly what we want because his laws are righteous.
There's only one true freedom, and that is the Word of God and us living in accordance with that Word. That brings freedom, freedom from all this satanic oppression that the whole creation is experiencing. It brings us freedom or deliverance from all the Antichrist, the Jews, the offspring of Satan, and their domination of this whole world order. And that's the only liberty, that's the only freedom that will ever exist. Just as Jesus said in John 8, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But he prefaced that with, if you continue in my word. And that's the only salvation for our nation, is to stand up and say, thus saith Yahweh God.
But you know that we're told in Scripture that the law is for our own good. I live between a cattle ranch and on the other side the dairy, so I have a lot of cattle around here. And I sometimes think of fences. A farmer will put up a fence to keep a cow from maybe falling off a cliff or something like that. Well, that fence can be viewed as a law, but it's for the cattle's own good. Well, in our case, his laws are for our own good. You know, you violate those laws, and there's a natural punishment no matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's the food laws or something, one of the capital offenses. I just realized that I completely forgot to give our toll-free number for the listeners. And I'm sure that a lot of people will want to give their 2 cents worth tonight, have some input on this very important question of, if you had the power, what would you do to change America? And, of course, that's not our own personal preferences. It's what we want to do by Yahweh working through us as his saints. Anyway, our phone number is toll-free, 877-924-7722. I'll give that again, 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAHS-RACE. And we'd invite you to call in tonight to our program. We have many things that you mentioned already, but I'd like to kind of go into how would we do it. I think that Yahweh gives us the laws, but then again, it's kind of up to us to implement them. And I know that sometimes today, some people, very few people, will say that you need to return all the illegal Mexicans back to Mexico and South America and so on. And, of course, under Yahweh's laws, all non-whites are returned. But they seem to fail to remember that President Eisenhower, back in the 50s, had Operation Wetback, and he was able to send a lot of them back, and they had a lot less technology in those days and a lot less intelligence to do so than we do today. So it would actually be an easier task, although there's a greater number. But you have all these kosher conservatives who are saying, well, we couldn't do that, we need to have compassion on them and all that. Well, I say send them back by whatever means it is. Might even take care of the employment situation by having a lot of truck drivers and bus drivers. I believe that we should return all mestizos, Indian-type peoples to South America. We should return all Africans, black Africans, to Africa. We should return all Asiatics to Asia and have an ethnic cleansing of America. And by ethnic cleansing, I don't mean cruelty. I mean show some compassion and send them out, feeding them and putting them on ships or whatever it takes, planes, so on, and cleansing America. But this should be a white Christian nation only. And even up in Alaska and places like that, we have all the Eskimos, but it's my idea. We have Wrangel Island, which is American property, but Russia's occupied it for many years. That's a little bit north of Russia and a little bit to the west of the Bering Strait there. And let Russia have it. Just send all of our Eskimos and Indians up there over there. And as far as I'm concerned, when people see America being operated under Yahweh's laws and see the prosperity restored to America, that places like certain provinces of Canada would want to join. And if the majority of the white people in a certain province said, we want to join the Union, then we should accept them into the kingdom, which is what it would be, the kingdom union. America means God's Reich or God's kingdom, and cleanse that province too, and until the kingdom envelops the whole world in righteousness. Anyway, you might have some comments on what I just said.
Yeah, I mean, to obey the law of God, they've got to leave. You know, they say, well, that's cruel, that's hard-hearted. Hey, that's the law of God. God is a racist. God believes and teaches and instructs us in segregation. What does he say? Come out from our my people and be not partakers of our evil. He says, how can you be unequally yoked together? What concord is there between Christ and Belial? Our government today is the enemy of God. It's the enemy of his children, the white Adamic race that's in the earth today. His literal offspring, all they want to do is destroy us so that their world rule is absolute. But thankfully, God's got a different plan. And his plan's outlined through his law. And it's by obedience of that law that we begin to experience the great freedoms and wealth and prosperity and joy of righteousness that he's promised us. It was like in 9/11. Everybody got religious all of a sudden, and all they were wanting to do was talk about God, 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 God bless America. Hey, God blessed America when he sent us here. That's when God blessed America, because when we came here, we came to establish this nation based upon God's laws and freedom to worship Jesus Christ. That's our foundation. Now, these satanic antichrists, these Jews and all of their co-travelers and all of the blinded sheep of Israel today that just running off into the ditch, their whole concept is destruction of our race, to get rid of that witness of Yahweh in the earth that's going to demand, hey, folks, this is what God says. We're his children. We are to obey him. We don't do things motivated by love of other races or love of the brethren or any love except our love and allegiance to our Father to do his will. And he outlines his will. It's not a great mystery, but yet you'll not read it in any of the schools. It's been evicted from there. Because how are you going to get our race destroyed if you don't beat them down mentally and cause them to work every deed that is in direct contradiction of the law of God, which has to do with race mixing, accepting all of this satanic teaching? And the churches today are the evil beast that we read about in Revelation that comes up out of the earth, that looked like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. So where's the truth of God coming from? Where's the declaration that we are going to live under the law of God, and if you don't like it, leave. And if you think you can stay here, then it's going to be a capital offense and you are going to die here.
Well, we need the elect ruling. It won't be these Judeo-Christian preachers. It's the elect. It's the elect remnant who know who the king is, who the people of the kingdom are, and the laws of the kingdom. And if they don't know that, they're unqualified, and they're probably unqualified in a lot of other areas. I know that you were talking about this being established as a godly nation. The pilgrims, when they first came here, the Puritans, they called themselves the saints, which the Bible says Israel is are the saints of Yahweh. But
right.
they called the people who traveled with them, the seamen and those who helped guide the ships that weren't part of their party but were necessary in order to transport them over here, they called them the stranger. Well, they were just as pure Israelite Englishmen as were the Puritans, but they weren't believers. And what happened, you went from what was attempted to be a theocracy in America to today, New England is probably some of the most ungodly section of the country. And that brings out a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump.
Right.
And I say that if you have some of these destructive elements, and I'm not just talking about somebody who's ignorant, you know, a good Judeo-Christian who's just ignorant of understanding the word. I'm talking about actually destructive people tearing down the kingdom. They don't belong here. Because, like you said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And we were originally, the original Constitution was fairly godly. It wasn't perfect, but it had a large element of righteous rule in it. And we've strayed from that path. And we've strayed a long way, and it's taken us a long time, you know, over the years. But we're not going to return overnight either. I think some things we can do instantly, but for instance, the money system. Under Yahweh's money system, gold, silver, and copper are righteous money, not Federal Reserve notes or any kind of paper money. And yet the people that hold those Federal Reserve notes in their pockets, they represent the labor that they've put forth, and that's what they today are purchasing their goods with, food and other items. And it's not the purpose of the kingdom to hurt those people, so they're going to have to be a transition from Federal Reserve notes to true, honest money. And, you know, you can't do it overnight because you would leave the people penniless and hurting. So I do think it's going to take a while in some areas to bring back. But the day will come when we will hold up the Bible and say, this is the law of the land. And I believe, speaking of money, as we did a minute ago, we should declare a jubilee at that time when all debts are canceled. And that would be part of the restoration. And I might ask, this went along with the Ten Commandments you summarized a little bit ago. We should nationalize all Jewish property, including the
right.
Federal Reserve. They've stolen
right.
from us for years. And when you nationalize all the property that the Jews own in this country and give it back to the, well, first to the United States government, but then it would be distributed to the people, the workers of those industries and so on, it would restore a lot of the wealth of this nation, and the indebtedness, which is to the Jew international bankers, would be canceled right off.
Well,
let me give out our toll-free number again for those who'd like to participate in tonight's program and tell us some of your ideas of restoring the kingdom of God here on earth in America. 877-924-7722. That's toll-free. It's 877-924-7722. Do you have some comments, buddy, on that or anything else?
Yeah. Well, the financial policy goes hand in hand with the mongrelization policy that's being implemented, because to destroy our race, what do? Turn them into slaves. Take everything they have away from them, and then all their labor goes to this satanic antichrist bunch. So it's a political, it's a financial, it's an economic, all this military stuff we're involved in is in direct contradiction to the law of God. Let's jerk up all our young men and send them somewhere and get them mongrelized up, get them maimed, and get them killed. Let them go to these other nations and live there and bring all those evil practices back to our nation and keep indoctrinating them with all this stuff about, oh, God loves everybody and he's the father of everybody and all two-legged critters are equal. I mean, how obscene is that? You never observe that in nature. You don't observe it in the policies and doctrines of God. At no place do you ever see any such lie as equality. There's no such thing that exists in nature. If we were all equal, they wouldn't be fingerprinting us. We're not only different from the tips of our fingers, but we're different all the way down to our genes and our genetic makeup, which comes from our Father Yahweh. That's why the white race has always been different and will always be different. And the Antichrist, the satanic seed line of Satan, the Jew, knows that he has to destroy us. So beat us down into abject slavery, mongrelize us up, kill us off, do anything he can do to stamp out this race of God in the earth, because it's only this race, the white Aryan race, that are the children of God, the Israel of the Bible, to whom has been made all the promises and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God, which is instituting that law and causing all to obey that law.
Well, when they mongrelize the children of God, the holy seed, they destroy that seed, and they can more easily control themselves.
Well, one thing they fail to realize, Mike, is in nature, a parasite will get fatter and fatter and fatter, living off the host, till it actually gets so big it kills the host. And they're the parasite, and we're the host. And they are depleting us in every area. And
that's right.
They will ultimately destroy themselves if we ever cease to be.
Like you said, in every area there are parasites, but one of the areas is the taxation policy, where they're bleeding the people. Both the Constitution, as originally implemented, and Scripture endorse tariffs. Christ said to Peter, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or the strangers?" And Peter replied, "The strangers." And then Christ said unto him, "Then the children are free." Well, if you put that into law, you have tariffs. The stranger pays, and the children are free. They're free of taxation.
Right.
If we trade with China or if we trade with some other country in the world, then they pay the tariffs that come in, and that supports the United States. In fact, back in the 1800s, I forget who the candidates were, but there were two candidates running for office back then, and we had a surplus at the Treasury of the United States, and one candidate argued, let's spend the surplus from the tariffs, and the other candidate was arguing that year, let's lower the tariffs, and we would be free, free of taxation, free of the oppression that comes from the income tax and the other taxes. And like I said, the stranger would pay it, and it would protect the domestic industry of our own farmers and our people who manufacture various goods.
You know, in Revelation, the 20th and 21st chapter and 22nd chapter, deal with the New Jerusalem, the kingdom of God. He saw it descending from heaven down into the earth. And one of the things that happens there, it talks about the wealth of the nations flow unto us. So that's where the wealth comes from. That's your taxation. The citizens of America under God's law could give voluntary, if they wanted to. You know, the tithe in the Bible is voluntary. You give whatever portion you feel like you ought to give. God says to give a certain percentage, a tenth of the profit, the prosperity. And but yet it was voluntary. There was no going to jail or cutting off their head or something if they didn't do that. That was between them and Yahweh.
And then would go to the priests at the time, and the priests were actually the judges, and we're told that in the latter days that the judges shall be restored. It says in Isaiah 124 to 28, Yahweh says, I will restore thy judges as at the first. And he talks about how Zion shall be redeemed with judgment. And the, and we need righteous judges. You know the kind of judges we have today, not only aliens and Jews and everything like that, but those
of
our own race.
Are.
Well, our own race
is
sold us out.
All them mongrel thoughts are evil continually. And that's all we have. Well, it is a constant parade of Jews and mongrels through the media, in government, throughout our whole nation that's indoctrinating our nation with all of this corrupt teachings of Satan. Whether it's the political correctness or it's the religious idolatry of all this, these people being, God being their father and we're all equal and all that. Christ came to bring restoration. He came to redeem his people, Israel. His sheep, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, is who he said he came for. Why does he have to redeem them? Because they have sold themselves into slavery. And if I had all the power, we would eliminate that yoke of bondage. We would set them free from all of this corruption and things that are contrary to the law of God. And then they would have their eyes open to see the all this corruption that's going on and see the chaos that's been brought upon them and see the truth of God and the way of his righteousness. If I had the power, that's the first thing, is to do what God said over there in Deuteronomy when he was talking about Israel one day would want a king. And he said, and here's what he's got to do. He's got to read my law every day.
And
so
it's not just one person. It's where Moses was told, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. We need righteous judges, not the type of people we have today.
That's correct, because not only was the king to read the law daily, but those priests were to teach that law daily to the people, to the nation. And that's what goes forth. You know, in Matthew 6 and also in Luke, dealing with the Lord's Prayer, what do we pray for every day? Thy kingdom come on earth.
As it is in heaven.
Right, right. And yet, people don't think about the words they've learned. They're not thinking about the prayer that Jesus gave them. Kingdom. Well, today, the kingdom's almost meaningless. Let's talk about the dictatorship. The theocracy, the absolute rule of God, come on earth. Okay,
that's
now
right.
How do I know that's a daily prayer? Because we go on to say, give us this day our daily needs, all right? Give us this day. And he talks about that in Matthew 6. He says, you know, concerning food and raiment and all that other, he said, seek you first the kingdom of God, and all this will be given to you.
That's right. We have a caller on line two, Brian from Mississippi. You're on the air, Brian. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, y'all are having a real good program tonight. I just wanted to bring up something about New York. Not too long ago, they had legalized gay marriage. And how long do y'all think it'll take before these atheist Jew Supreme Court judges tries to force gay marriage on states like Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, and other states?
It won't be long.
Coming up to the Supreme Court, I understand, and it wouldn't surprise me. We've got 4 out of the 9 justices are Jews up there.
But look at what the rest of them are. I mean, they're all evil.
Yeah.
They under the law of God, they take them out. Get rid of them. Be done with them. I mean, if you were to take out all these Jews and mongrels out of Washington, D.C., there wouldn't be anybody left.
Ruth Ginsburg's a Jewess. Kagan, that new one's a Jewess. Sonia Mayer, you know, she's a Hispanic, but her father was her mother was a Jewess. What's the other one? One other up there. You know, that they're supposedly only 2% of the nation, and yet they're taking up nearly half of the Supreme Court. And then we have a black on there, and we have some others who have betrayed our race. Anyway, to answer Brian's question, I don't think it'll be too long till there's queer marriages. But that is part of the prophecy that Christ gave. He said in the latter days that there would be 2 things that would take place. And he said, as in the days of Noah and as in the days of Lot. Well, in the days of Noah was race mixing, marrying and giving in marriage and mongrelization. And in the days of Lot was Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality. And we have more race mixing and homosexuality than any time in history. And so I look forward to our deliverance soon, although we have to put up with these abominations, I guess, at the moment.
Well, that's all I have for tonight. Y'all just keep up the good work. Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless you. Thank you for your call, Brian. If anybody else would like to participate in tonight's program, the number is 877-924-7722. It's toll-free, 877-924-7722, 877-YAH's-RACE.
You know,
there are 21 capital crimes in the Bible, at least in my study, and one of those is executing homosexuals. And a lot of people have various excuses for not doing it, you know, but the purpose is to put evil from the land.
Right.
They influence children. You know, people aren't, well, maybe they are born, they say they're born homosexuals. I don't think they are, but whether they're born homosexuals or they're not born homosexuals, you are supposed to execute them and put evil from the land. They certainly do influence children and bring more in that way, and a lot of times these mass murderers are homosexuals, like the John Gacy's and so on.
You were talking about what Christ said. But, you know, this was a problem, and they knew it was going to be a problem. And Paul outlines this in Romans, the first chapter. He starts talking about these people and what's going to come and how they're become homosexuals and all of that. And the 27th verse, and likewise also the men leaving natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves their recompense of the error which was meant to be. I mean, you know, God is going to judge all this. He's already laid it out. Under his law, you just take and pile a bunch of stones on top of them. It was a public event. That's what stoning was. And, yeah, that's what's going to happen. And they are not going to be in the kingdom of God. They're an abomination. They're a perversion. And there'll be no perversion in God's kingdom. That will end, along with all this other perversion of where we put these non-Israelite mongrels, Antichrist Jews and their cohort over us in every capacity in our nation. You know, that's one thing that's going to go away under the law of God. There won't be any voting going on. The only voting I ever read about in the Bible was where the people voted for Barabbas and voted against Christ. That's what voting leads to. We wind up with the thief and the murderers instead of the righteousness of God.
Well, democracy or demonocracy is the rule of the people, and they always vote against the ways of Yahweh.
Right.
You know, and they might temporarily endorse it in one election or so, but it always deteriorates. It's one of the worst forms of government.
When man gets involved in the law of God, of law, then it's going to lead to destruction. And our forefathers got involved in it, and that's why we're in the condition we're in today. I believe that it's time the prophet arises and says, this is what it says, and this is what we're going to do, and you guys can't change the dotting of the I or the crossing of the T.
That's right. We're told that Yahweh is our lawgiver. He's our only lawgiver.
Right.
We don't need people writing laws. We need to implement his law, which is what we're discussing tonight. How are we going
to
implement his law?
We need to write them, R-I-G-H-T. Okay? It's like a ship being upside down. It needs to be righted. That's the only writing we need to do.
Yeah. It's to give the people reference, it says, Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, Yahweh is our king. That's Isaiah 33:22. There is but one lawgiver. You can find that over in James 4:12. And then Deuteronomy 4:2 says, ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, which is exactly what these so-called legislators are doing. Yeah.
You know what's happening in our nation is kind of like the old fable of Burr Rabbit and the Tar Baby. And the Tar Baby's been all this ecumenical Judeo-Christian heritage, fatherhood of God, brotherhood of man, all that ilk of politically correct and all that stuff. And our people have embraced it, and they can't get away from it. We need to embrace the law of Yahweh and let it cut where it cuts and do what Yahweh says we need to do. And it's very simple to keep putting these individuals of government back to the word of Yahweh. And if they don't want to obey it, then they're out. They're gone.
Well, we need to de-Judaize the nation, too. The people, are thinking, our own Israelite people are thinking like a bunch of Jews, because the Jews control the media, the Jews control the movies, the books, and virtually every part of life. And there's a lot of our own Israelite brethren who are going to be crying that they took away their favorite filthy, stupid show on TV, or, you know, or in the movies, or eliminated something else ungodly out of the nation. In order to want righteousness, you have to have your spirit, which is controlled by the spirit of Yahweh himself, and then implemented into the mind, into the soulish nature, and then put into action with the physical, the body. And people aren't doing that. They need to put on the mind of Christ and clean out their perverted, corrupted consciences.
Well, see, they've got our white race, the Israel of God. They've convinced them that they are something other than the children, the blood seed of Yahweh, and have actually got them to believe that they're the children of the devil, but they can believe and accept Christ, then they become a child of God. That foolishness is never taught on any page in the Bible about accepting Christ. We do not accept Christ. He accepts us. We don't choose God to be our Father. He chose us before this world ever was. It's his children that lived with him in the heavens. That's us. We pre-existed all this, and our names were written in the book of life. Our names were written in this book in the heavens before the foundation of the world. And not only have they beat us down by making us think we're something other than God's children, they would just think about how we pray. I mean, what do? They get up there and they want you to bow your heads and get all bent down and close your eyes like a bunch of begging slaves. Yet we read in the Bible, what are we to do? We're to look up, our redemption draweth nigh. We read in John 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted his eyes up to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. We should pray looking up to our Father, not looking down. You know, you look down into the dirt, and what lives in the dirt? The serpent.
Isn't what you were saying earlier about being chosen, I know that a lot of people haven't heard what we're saying tonight. And if they'd like some references, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. That's John 15:16. I have chosen you out of the world. That's John 15:19. And Romans 9:11 says it's according to election.
Right.
Not of work, but of him that calleth. And he calls us. So,
Romans 8:24, that all these fundamentalists want to quote all the time about, and we know that all things work together for good to them love God and are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, then he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. It's predestinated. When was it? Before this world ever existed, we were predestinated to be perfected into the image of Christ. And I don't care what all these mongrels and all these antichrist Jews and the seed of the serpent, that whole race, it doesn't matter what they think, it doesn't matter what they try, this has been predestinated.
And we were sons of God, sons of Yahweh, before the foundation of the world. The prodigal son was living in iniquity, as a lot of our race is at this time, but he was still a son. And then you take somebody like the Syrophoenician woman there. She called on Christ as son of David. She wasn't entitled to, since she wasn't a daughter of David. But he said, greater faith have I not found in Israel. And he did say that she was entitled to the crumbs, but she wasn't entitled to the children's bread, is what he said.
No.
She never changed fathers.
There'll be plenty left over with the establishment of the kingdom of God for the whole world to participate. And that's what Paul meant, that the whole world groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. He says, because the world will be delivered from this bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. That's what it's waiting on, isn't it, Mike? The manifestation of the sons of God.
The whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Sons. The very fact that they're waiting on shows you a manifestation of the sons shows you that there are some people who are not sons.
And what are the sons going to do? The manifestation is they will bring forth God's law, his kingdom, his dictatorship, his theocracy, his absolute rule on the earth. And they will be delivered from all of this pain and corruption and tribulation under the power of righteousness that will be demonstrated by God's Son.
They'll be blessed. I remember in a congregation many years ago, I had an Indian woman come up to me and she said, you're an Israelite. She says, I'm not. But when you come into your proper place, my people will be blessed too. Well, she understood.
Right, they'll be blessed beyond their wildest expectation. It'll be glorious. And that's why then the wealth of the kingdoms of the world flow up to Jerusalem, because they too are wealthy under the rule and reign of God's sons in the earth and the divine law being executed in the earth.
You know, even though it wasn't perfect law, the peoples of the earth were blessed under colonialism. England ruling India and the white people ruling South Africa, either the Afrikaners or the English, and various white nations around the world. They were much more blessed than what they have today.
Look at what South Africa, Rhodesia, okay, when it was Rhodesia. Look at what they had compared today to Zimbabwe. Okay, I mean, they were a million times better off. But yet the Jew lying media is not going to tell you that, but yet we're supposed to send money, we're supposed to send food and aid over to Zimbabwe. How many times were we asked for that when it was Rhodesia? None. What about South Africa? Same scenario. How many black people do you know that want to live in black-ruled society? Zero. All the blacks want in America is to move out into a white area.
Instead of sending to these African nations or any of the other alien nations food and medicine and stuff like we have sent, we ought to send a righteous judge to put their government in order. And if they had a white overseer seeing them, they would be blessed to a much greater extent than a little bit of welfare.
Right, and make them obey the law of God also.
Right.
It all gets back to enforcing God's law, and if we had the power to enforce it, then there would be drastic changes. And it would be changes that would deliver this whole creation from the bondage of corruption. And they would sing hallelujah.
I see that we have just a couple minutes left. Buddy, would you like to give some contact information? Your website or something?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's kind of you to ask. It's called truthfromgod.com. So if you're looking for the truth from God, go to truthfromgod.com. And, you can contact me from there. And basically what the website is messages that they can read. It's messages they can listen to. So, I would direct everybody to financially support your Kingdom Identity Ministries and to keep this broadcast on the air. And I'm so thankful for Yahweh that we were introduced, about 35, 36 years ago?
Yeah, a while back. But I appreciate you being on the broadcast tonight. We're actually going to have a pre-recorded broadcast by you later in this month. And next week, we're going to have a pre-recorded broadcast by Dr. Swift. The government shall be upon his shoulders, which goes along with what we've been talking about tonight. So we'll have our own address and information given in just a minute here on the closing announcement.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602.
We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.